Thank you for calling on Max Health. My name is Zemaya. May I please have your email?
Yes, it's LKLEVAN. First name is Lewis, LOUIS.
Thank you. May I please have your name?
I'm sorry, you would like my name?
Please, and your address?
Oh, I'm sorry. LKLEVAN at optonline.net. And my address is 56 Birch, BIRCH Lane, Greenwich, Connecticut. And my phone number is 203-570-8337.
Thank you, sir. So I located your account with the Omega 3 Ultra Pure, the Boost Brain Health Supplement, and the Triple Biotic, and the Curmutin. Will you get monthly? But how may I assist you today?
I believe that I have really messed up my shipments, and I didn't get my shipments this month. I should have called much sooner, but I need to get to your website. Let's see. Okay, I was on here, but how do I get back? How do I get back to the website?
OmaxHealth.com.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Have this up. Okay, and I'm signed in because it says signed out, log out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go for my profile?
It should say something about logging in. It should say log in.
Oh, my account. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I really messed up my subscriptions. And what happened was I was supposed to get one out November 1st, and somehow I had skipped it. And I know why now, because it was marked skipped because I didn't want to get the OMAX whatever. So if I go to, what do I do, products and subscription, manage upcoming orders. Should I go to managing upcoming orders? Okay, so now I have it on November 12th today to send out. Is that correct, what I've done?
That is correct, sir, because it didn't ship out because the transaction was declined.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why was it declined?
It just says since the transaction is failed, there is no upcoming order, sorry. Meaning that the bank declined the transaction.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I didn't get the order. Oh, I know why. Because, so it's the order was based on November 1st. So it's December 1st. Now we have to change it to November 1st. I mean November 12th, which is tomorrow, because what it's saying is I already
to,
got.
Actually, sir, today is November 12th.
I'm sorry?
Today is November 12th, sir. Tomorrow's the 13th.
Okay, but today is the 12th.
Yes.
Okay, that's when I want to ship it out now because I don't have it. Or wait, so you want me to go to November 13th now?
Well, I'm just trying to understand, sir, what you were trying to do on the website. Are you stating that the reason why the product was never sent out because it says the payment was failed, but what are you trying to do on your website, sir?
No, no. I had my order date the 1st, and it should have been shipped out on November 1st, 2021. Okay? So I didn't get the product, which is a problem, but I basically sent it out. Oh, you know what? Maybe that's the fraud. Maybe that is the one that's a fraud. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, that's the fraud one. Oh, okay. I have to change it. Should I change it online right now or give it to you? Let me change it online right now, and that would be payment information.
Or you can give it to me, sir, and once I edit the information, it will automatically just process it. Are you saying okay. that card was closed down, the one that you had on file?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So we can go ahead and... Mm-hmm.
No, that didn't... Okay, let's just do it. Lewis, L-O-U-I-S.
Wait, one second, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold while I seek something on your account, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's no, okay.
I'm just seeking some assistance. I just want to make sure when we update the information, it will automatically ship out. I'm just speaking to my supervisor about it first and place you on another brief hold, okay?
Yeah, and like it says that my next order is January 12th, 2022. Really screwed up here.
Well, that's why I need to seek some, sir, because it should be you have it to get it every monthly, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to put my card in right now, and let's see if it works. Maybe that's the thing. It's just so mixed up because I mixed it up. And then I want to pay extra for it to come Federal Express or, really fast. Okay, let's make sure that's right. Okay, month is and the year is. Yeah, it's so much fraud on all the cards that can't even keep up on it. This is the first time I'm using this card. Online. Okay, so save changes. So that should be correct now. Do you want to see,
once it's changed, so it will automatically update in the system, then you should receive your product within 5 to 7 business days.
Well, no, I want to, can you send it to Federal Express? I'll pay the extra.
No, sir, we don't, it will have to be sent by United States Postal Service.
Remove product. Okay, are you sure you want to remove the product? Okay, what you're saying is this one is processed. Okay, and it's going to go out. When will it go out?
If you click save, sir, it will take 5 to 7 business days.
No, but did I pay for it? Because Okay,
Well,
so
okay,
last.
sir. We don't have access to your account, sir. So if it gives you a confirmation number that says it's completed, then it'll do it, sir. But we don't have access to your account, sir.
Okay, so let me see if they texted that. No, that's CVS. Would it have been text or would it have been, let's say, an email?
Should have been email, sir. Did you, when you updated your card, did you click save?
Okay. Oh my goodness. It says your next order is scheduled to ship 12/2/22. And then I managed the subscription. And it says, yeah, it's of March. It order date is November 12th, 2021. And that's today, right?
Correct.
But for some reason, it's not picking it up. Product in your subscription, payment information, address and yeah, okay. Products in your subscription, manage upcoming orders. Okay, manage upcoming orders. Well, it says November 12th, 2021, and it says resume. Okay. Does it usually have on the side skip a resume
Right, you can
order?
skip. Right, you can always skip an order, and like if you say if you don't want December shipment, you can skip and you can get it January.
Yeah. Can you send me in that package? It looks like it canceled out the what is coming in that package?
Your account, you have the Omax, you have the fish oil, sir, the brain boost, the triple antibiotic, and the Curamutin.
Okay, the Sir QM BioCure, is that on there?
I'm sorry, the who? Sorry, say that again. Yes, the Curamutin BioCure is on here.
On here. Okay, so it's all on there right now.
Right.
Okay. All right, I didn't get anything, but maybe it takes some time. So I have a question. Is there anyone I could speak to for it to be sent Federal Express? I believe in the past I have been able to do it, and it was $20 in some sense, and then I paid it later in a separate bill. Is there any way? I thought there was a way. Because this has happened to me in the past.
I apologize, sir. We don't do any express shipments, sir. It's only done by USPS.
There's no one who I can talk to, and
Well, if you like a supervisor, sir, I can transfer you over to one. Let me.
Why don't we do that? Because maybe she's able to do something for me. That would be great. But thank you for all your help. So it is done and it's on its way, even though I haven't gotten a text yet, but I should get some text within the next hour or something, right?
That is correct, sir. We're trying to locate your supervisor now. Let me place you on
Okay.
another brief hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let me, I'm still annotating the information on the account, so then we're trying to locate your supervisor. Let me just place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, I'm almost done with the information. Place on a brief hold.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm done. Not saying the account, and please remain on hold while I transfer you over to our supervisor, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.